Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Florida has roughly 20% of all new coronavirus cases in the country, and hospitalizations in the state are breaking pandemic records. But Florida school districts are being forced to choose. If they require masks in schools this fall, they will lose state funding. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signed an order last week giving the State Department of Education the power to withhold that money. Jessica Bakeman is an education reporter with member station WLRN in Miami, and she's here with us now. Jessica, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
So how does the governor plan to keep kids safe in the classroom if they're not wearing masks in the middle of this very serious outbreak in Florida?
Well, I think the governor wants to leave decisions about how to keep kids safe to their parents. And also, he has said over and over that, you know, he doesn't think that state mandates or local government mandates work to stop the spread of COVID-19. Of course, experts would disagree, particularly when it comes to masks. And he actually had a press conference this morning that I did not attend, but the New York Times is reporting he was asked about the higher hospital admissions for children with COVID-19 in Florida. Reporter Patricia Mazzei tweeted from the press conference this morning that DeSantis rebuffed the reporter, saying that the reporter was blaming kids for not wearing masks and getting sick and calling the question deplorable.
All right. Broward County Schools, those are around Fort Lauderdale, they'd said that they were going to enforce a mask rule anyway. But then last night, they backed down. They said they would comply with the governor's order. What can you tell us about that? Why the reversal?
So when Broward County School Board first voted to basically keep the mask mandate in place for the upcoming school year, which starts August 18th for Broward, that was before the governor had made this executive order, although he had said that if any school districts do try to mandate masks, that he would ask the state legislature to convene for a special legislative session to outlaw that. Instead of doing that legislative session, he ended up doing this executive order last Friday. And since then, the school board has said that they intend to comply with it. Obviously, they know that there's a lot of money at stake if they don't comply with it. They put out a statement basically saying, you know, we're going to do everything we can to encourage our community to get vaccinated and wear masks. And we're going to try to do all the other things that we can to try to mitigate the spread, including, you know, being careful about air quality in schools and dealing with sanitizing and that sort of thing. But I think it really comes down to the school board doesn't want to lose that money and expects that the governor will follow through with his threat.
And just briefly, how much money are we talking about?
It's hard to say, but probably tens of millions of dollars at least for each school, each of the bigger school districts.
You know, DeSantis is saying that he wants to protect parents' rights to choose. But if parents wanted to send their kids to school with a mask, the schools then presumably would have to find a way to enforce that, which could be complicated. What are you hearing from parents about all this?
I talked to a longtime education attorney this morning who says he's spoken with a handful of parents and also parent groups that are considering suing over this for exactly the reason that you explain. I've also spoke this morning with a Broward County school board member who said that she's been getting tons of emails from parents, not only asking, you know, how do I enroll my child in virtual school or homeschool so I don't have to send them to school where kids could be not wearing masks, but also requests to segregate students based on whether they're wearing masks or not. And I actually also spoke with an infectious disease specialist this morning who is one of the medical advisors for Miami-Dade County Public Schools. And she said she's going to advise exactly that. If there are families who feel comfortable with taking the risk, put their kids in a classroom together. And if there are families that want to have their kids wear masks, then put those kids in a classroom together. The Broward County School Board member I talked to said that logistically that would likely be impossible.
All right. And just very briefly, I mean, what do you expect the upcoming school year to look like? Mostly normal?
I don't know that we could say it will be normal. I can't really tell you what it's going to look like. I know there's still a little bit of time before schools open. But I can tell you that Florida health officials are saying we absolutely must have universal masking in schools. And if we don't, particularly because of the Delta variant, it's going to continue to spread.
Jessica Bakeman at WLRN in Miami. Thank you.
Thank you.